Jai 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 Igor Nitai. They send us where? To Braja Mandal, to Braja Dham. We wanted to. Janama saha phalatara Krishna dara vishana jaga
Janama saha phalatara Krishna dara vishana jaga
Janama saha phalatara Krishna dara
Yeah.
ধার শিরে শিখে mixed with the sound of his flute. And many gopis also laughing and singing.
then became unconscious.
Oh, Kiba Chuda Siri, Kiba Bansi Kare.
Kiba Chuda Siri, Kiba Bansi Kare.
Kiba Sei Chibanga.
Krishna, and then easily I will be absorbed in doing kirtan of his Naam Guna and Leela, and I'll never want anything else, never again. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying for this. Oh, please be merciful to me now and give me your darshan.
Thank you.
भाई की जय 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 श्री राधे at Rathyatra,
he would begin to sing one verse. What verse? Ya kaumara parasa evahi varasta eva chaitrakshapas techan militamalati surabaya prada kadamba nila sachai vasmi tatapi tatta surata vyapara lila vidu reva rodasi vetasi tarutale chaitasamut kantate. So, we came to this point. Today, I wanted to explain this verse. One thing. This katha is not ordinary katha. Even amongst that katha which is extraordinary, this is extraordinary. This katha is what kind of katha? A ras katha, actually. Rasa katha. It is not for the common devotees. It is not for going and preaching. It is for who? The devotees who? They are Sharanagats. Unconditionally surrendered at the lotus feet of Sadguru. And more than that, they should be really taking shelter of Harinam. Rasa is not any material emotion, any mundane idea or sentiment. What is Bhakti Rasa? Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī Pāi, he explained, Bhāvanayā padeyastu buddhenanyanyu buddhina bhāvite gāda saṅskārais chite bhāva sukhattate. When devotee comes in the stage of bhav, bhavavastha, nishta, ruchi, asakti, then bhav, what does he do? Buddhena nanya buddhina. He is chanting Harinam and contemplating the pastimes of Krishna with ananya buddhi, one-pointed attention. He has no feeling of his body. He cannot understand who am I, where am I, anything in regard to this world. Ananya buddhi, one-pointed attention. At that time, bhavite gara samskaras, deep samskaras arising from his soul, impressions coming from his swabhava, his intrinsic nature. Jivera swarupoi krishnara nitya das. Everyone is the eternal servant of Krishna. Only some accept it and some don't accept this fact. So when the mind is absorbed completely in Krishna, katha, nam, rup, guna, and lila, at that time, what happens? The samskara of your soul begins to rise. And as this gara samskara begins to rise, then one is able to contemplate what is his sthayi bhav, vibhav, anubhav, sattvika bhav, vyabhachari bhav. These are called rasa samagri, the ingredients of rasa. But still not rasa. When he becomes more advanced, then Rupa Goswami Pad saying, vyatiti bhavana vartma yas chamatkara bharabu chite sach ujjale bharam swadyate sa raso mataha. Now we come to rasa. He's absorbed in deep contemplation and the nature of his own soul is beginning to manifest within his heart. But going beyond this, beyond the stage of contemplation, when the heart is flooded, chitesa tujule bharam, with an inundation, a profuse abundance of shuddha sattva visheshatma is coming. It was already there something, but now it's coming more and more like an inundation. And this inundation of shuddha sattva causes him to experience all rasa samagri, five ingredients of rasa, staiva, vibhava, anubhava, sattvikabhava, vyabhacharibhava. He cannot taste them separately anymore. They become one astonishing and miraculous experience that is called yas chamatkara bharavu. Chamatkar, one like a miraculous experience, all mixing together. And the taste which comes from this is called ras. Ras. This is called ras actually, bhakti rasa. So this is the aim and object of our life. To taste this bhakti ras. And those who are tasting this bhakti rasa, this katar is for them. So if you are on this level, then you should stay. And if you are not, then you should go. Yeah? Okay? Okay? I am also going. So this is called Rasakata. It is for them really. They can realize it. So why are we telling this kata? Oh, sometimes we should hear something very, very carefully, very, very cautiously, with great reverence and honor, holding this kata on our heads and praying to this kata. Oh, I am not qualified. I am stupid. I don't know anything. I have no bhakti. I am very fallen. I don't know what is love and devotion. But please, oh Srimati Radhika, oh Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, you please bestow your causes mercy on me. Rasa is transcendental, the mind cannot touch it. But rasa is like one person. And Rasa herself can come in your heart when, oh, as she likes. When she likes, as she likes, she can come. But in whose heart will she come? That person who is very, very eager, has utkanta, great eagerness. Therefore, first I was telling Gundicha Mahajan Katha. Why? This eagerness is in this Katha. So firstly, utkanta. And oh, even this will not be enough. Utkanta and dinata. If someone is very eager, but at the same time thinking, I am worthless, I am not qualified. After a million years, I will not be qualified. So, I'm making my application in the Department of Causeless Mercy. Oh Krishna, give me your mercy. Why? No reason. But I know this is your nature. You are very kind to those who are useless. So all of our acharyas, they're praying like this. Kaviraj Goswami Pad, who wrote this katha in Chaitanya Charitamrita, what is he telling? Mora nama shuni de tara punya chai. Mora nama lai de tara papa hoi. What kind of character am I? Now I'm declaring in public. What is my character? There may be so many pious people, but if they only hear my name, Aranya Maharaj, if they hear my name, what happens? All their sukriti goes down. All their punya karma is destroyed, only hearing my name. This is my character. And what to speak of that? If anyone will take my name, hearing, and then they're chanting my name, not only does their sukriti go down, but that pious person becomes sinful by chanting my name. Kaviraj Goswami is speaking like this. Do we think like this? No, we think if anyone's chanting our name, oh, very intelligent person. Very intelligent. Go on, more. Let me hear. This is very sweet to us. What does that mean? No bhakti at all. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he said, when I take shelter of Vrindavan Dham, and if someone would tell anything about me, oh, he's a good devotee. When the sound of my own glory tastes like the most bitter poison, that time I'm doing bridge bars. That time I've taken shelter of the Dham, really, by heart. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, there are so many different types of death. So one type of death is hearing your own glorification. If you're listening, this is one type of death. This is the death of the soul. This is like chloroform. You know chloroform? You take some chloroform on the cotton and you put it on anyone's nose and at once they're out cold. Like this. So you like to hear your name, your own glory. And any sense gratification. What is this? Like chloroform. Just on your nose like. And you become what? Unconscious to the soul. Soul is dead. Like in a dead condition. Not dead, soul cannot die, but in a dead condition. It's like anesthetic. So Rupa Goswami Pad is telling, Vacho Vegam, Manasakorda Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udra Pasta Vegam. Don't take this poison. Always sending your consciousness out into the senses. And taking this, chloroform. Soul is unconscious. No realizing, who am I, what am I, where am I? What is my relation with Krishna, with Vrindavan, with Srimati Radhika? Why? Always taking this poison. So first teaching, Rupa Goswami saying, Vacho Vegam, Manasakorda Vegam. Don't take this poison. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, what is he saying? Sarira abhijajal, jajendriya tekal. We have five senses. And these senses, what are they? Like a trap. The soul is always transcendental. Soul is always in the transcendental condition and not touching this world. But why are we conditioned? Why? Because we came in the trap of five senses. Our consciousness is... Soul's nature is transcendental, but he's giving his chittavritti, his consciousness, in one trap. What is that? What you can see, what you can hear, what you can touch, what you can taste, what you can smell. These are the ropes in that net. So Guru, he's very kind. He said, hey Jiva, why are you staying in this net? I'm showing you how to get out. Which is the way? You chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Like this. Sitting still. And taking your senses out of these, taking your consciousness out of these five senses, out of this net, and taking shelter of Radha and Krishna in the form of their name. And sitting still and chanting, Hare Krishna, absorbed completely. And with an eagerness to go there. When senses are controlled, and taking shelter of Harinam. At once then, Nam is taking you. Where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? Any devotee is chanting pure name. And remembering this verse. Yako Mara Hara Sarim. And at once his soul is going. There. Oh, and he, to Ratha Yatra. Seeing Mahaprabhu, Jagannath Dev. Otherwise going to Kuruketra. Anyone chanting pure name and remembering? Vrindavane viharato hi akeli kunje matta vipapa barakautaka vipramena. And one soul's going where? Vrindavan. But why is our soul not going to Vrindavan? Not going to Navadvip? Why? Because we're staying in this net, in this trap. And not taking shelter of Harinam. Sarirara bijajal. Abhijajal, it is a trap of ignorance. But if you stay in this trap, where will you go? If any bird comes in the trap of a hunter, then what will happen? Then hunter will come and kill. So now, by our own desire, by our consciousness, we are in this trap. But where are we going? Jatengriyate kal. Kal means death. We are hanging around here, but what is waiting for us here? Only death is waiting for us here. So don't stay here. Do complete Namashray. Complete shelter of Harinam. Leave this gross and subtle body behind. Guru is giving us this way out from the material world. Only by chanting Harinam. Very easy and simple method. So what do we want? So those who have some eagerness and very humble and taking shelter of Harinam, they remember this katha and they can taste the rasa. And those who from morning to night, 24 hours, even at the time of chanting, all their senses are on, all senses are on, and only absorbed in this world, then what is it? Namaparad. Only like Namaparad. Time of chanting mantra, time of chanting Harinam, that time shut down everything. Eyes off, ears off, nose off, skin off. Turn off all senses and go in your heart and be where? Oh, Gurudev tells all devotees at the time of initiation, you should be on the bank of Jamuna. Many trees are there, Kadamba, Bilva, Bakul, Amra, Kadamba, Nipa, Chuta, Piala, Panasasana, Kovida, many types of trees in Vrindavan. Be there in all, with these trees, and trees are beautiful, having so many creepers, flowering creepers. Veli, Chameli, Jui, Malati, Madhavi, Malika, Champa. And good fragrance is coming. Raga Krishna are there, like this, I'm chanting, now I'm chanting mantra. Then chanting maybe, if you were, after some time, quickly Nama Basu will come, and after some time, by mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas, Shuddha Nam may come. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. 64 rounds, sitting one place, not moving. And of 64 rounds, one creep, maybe Shuddha Nam. That time, even one creep, if one creep will come, one ra only. Oh, then one's life will be so successful. Then he's called what? Vaishnava. Prabhu kahi jaha mukhe shuni ekaba. Say srasta puja savakar. Mahaprabhu said the person who chants Shuddha Nam one time, he's Vaishnava, actually, real Vaishnava. And you can worship him. He's worshipable, he's superior in the whole society. If this name will come just once, when this name will come, it will come with an inundation of love. Hair standing, tears flowing from the eyes, heart melting. So powerful. And then again he's chanting more and more. That this name will come again. And gradually he's doing bhajan. So those who do bhajan like this, really they are qualified to taste this katha. They're qualified. So anyway, everyone is still here. So it must mean that you are all qualified. No one has gone. So you must be like this, I think. So now come on to the grand road here in Puri. Jagannath Rath Yatra has started and the chariot is coming along the main street and millions of people are there. And there are how many Sankirtan parties? Seven. One on either side, one behind them. Two groups in front. The devotees are dancing. Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, and Saurabh Damodar, many, many high-level devotees from Puri, and all Navadvip Vasis have come as well. And Kirtan is very loud, shaking the earth and the sky. Very loud Kirtan. At that time, Saurabh Damodar is reciting this verse. Seito prananata parinu jahalagi madana dahine juriganu. And hearing this, Mahaprabhu's mood is inspired. And he's remembering the meeting of Radha Krishna at Kurukshetra. At that time, Mahaprabhu's reciting this verse. Yakoma rahara sevayi vrasthari vachaitakshapas. So today, we're discussing this. What is the meaning of this verse? And why Mahaprabhu is chanting this verse? Where does this verse come from? Is it from Srimad Bhagavatam? No. Is it from the Satvata Tantra or Sattvic Puranas? No. Is it even from the Rajasic Puranas? No. Is it from any Upanishad? No. Where is it from? Sahitya Darpan. One mundane poetry book that is called Prakrit Alankar Shastra. Book of mundane poetry. Sahitya Darpan and another book, it also appears there, that's called Kavya Prakash. So this verse is a famous verse from mundane poetry. So why is Mahaprabhu singing this verse? When the devotees saw, they were astonished. They were amazed. I think if you saw any sannyasi dancing and singing some cinema song, then what would you think? Maharaj. Excuse me, Maharaj. Then you will be very astonished. So why is Mahaprabhu, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, singing this mundane love song? So, only Swarup Damodar could understand. And this year, Rupa Goswami was also there. And he could also understand. Mahaprabhu is in the mood. I am Radharani and Jagannath Dev is my Shyam Sundar. And we're meeting at Kurukshetra. I am same Radharani, he is same Krishna. But there's not the same happiness here as in Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu's mood that he's expressing through the medium of this verse is what? What mood? It is utkanta, an eagerness. But for what thing? For Raman in the Nikunja of Vrindavan. Krishna is called Radha Raman. He's doing Raman with Radhika in the Kunjas. Not Kunj, Nikunja. In very secret groves of Vrindavan. Radharani used to meet with Krishna. And there they would enjoy their very high level of Sringaras Krida. So this mood is Radharani's mood to her eagerness to again meet with Krishna in Nikunja. And for their Raman, there in Nikunja Vrindavan. And Mahaprabhu is expressing this essential mood through this verse of Saitya Darpan. So, in this verse, what does it mean? An ordinary Naika, ordinary heroine. She's remembering her husband. But what he was like when he was young. Now she's married. And she's remembering what it was like when she first met her boyfriend. Now they're married, they're husband and wife. And many, many years later, after they had been married for many years, 1 month came, that is called Chaitra Mas. And in that month, so much Udipan is there, that is stimulation. Stimulation of Madan. Madan means Kandev, Cupid. If any young boy and girl, they're alone in the forest, and the sweet breeze is blowing, and very nice fragrance of flowers and birds are singing, then this stimulates the Madan, Kamdev, in their heart. So she's thinking, now all these things are still here. But where did my utkanta go? Where did my eagerness go? Where did my mood go? I can meet freely with my husband anytime, but I'm not happy anymore. And she's remembering her young age. So here she's saying, Ya komara hara sa evahi varastha eva chaksha chapas. Ya komariya hara. Komarja means childhood. Komar means childhood. Understand? So, childhood is the age in which the desire for meeting between boys and girls. Sambhog. This is not natural. It's not naturally coming. When this mood comes, this is called the end of childhood. Now, the adolescence has come. So she's remembering, Ya komara hara. I was only like a child. But this boy, he did hara, that means stealing. He stole my childhood, my innocence. Saying in a very polite way, you can try to understand yourself. She's saying, Ya komara hara sa eva hi. I am that same person. And he is the same person who stole my komarja. Vrastha eva chai chakshapas. This is the same month like Chaitra. In Chaitra Mas, that time we met. Where? Veva agodasi chaitasi tarutale chaitasam utkantate. On the bank of the river, Reva. In South India, there's one river. This verse doesn't talk about Jamuna. It's not talking about Radha and Krishna at all. A completely mundane verse. Say, I remember we met, where? On the bank of river, one river. Where? In one kunj. This kunj was Vetasi kunj. Reva rotasi Vetasi tarutale. In a kunj of Vetasi. So Vetasi means cane. Cane, like bamboo cane. So here the meaning of cane kunj means that the kunj which is made of cane is very strong. If there's a tornado, it will uproot so many trees and smash everything, but it will not break any kunj of Vetasi. So by remembering, oh, we met in Vetasi kunj, this means, oh, our love was so strong. If any problem would come, anyone would try to check us, we don't care. Anyway, we're meeting together. Our love is so deep, it cannot be uprooted. And also, Vetasi kunj, it is thorny, somewhat thorny. So thorns means many problems, many obstacles. Why? Because that time, they're not married. So in Indian culture, boys and girls, before they're married, they cannot meet. This is against Dharma. So she's remembering, there were so many problems, but we had no care. We were completely carefree. So this is the nature of praying. If praying is like a lion, then problems and obstacles, they are the prey of that lion. You understand? Why is the lion big and strong? Oh, because it's eating. So the lion goes, and if any prey comes, he jumps. No fear at all. He jumps at once and eats that prey. And by eating, then he's nourished and becomes even stronger. So this is the nature of love. Love is such a thing that when problems comes, he's happy. And devours that problem, and that love becomes stronger. So any disciple should try to serve his Gurudev like this, with very strong love. Guru gives an order. The disciple say, oh, how can I do this? Who will help me? I need more money, more manpower. Anyone else should do it. Hey, Bhakta X, come here. Gurudev wants you to do this. I'm like always avoiding the order of Guru. But real disciple, he takes the order of Guru and jumps at once. And if any problem comes, he's happy. He'll just eat it. And become his love for Guru becomes even stronger by these problems. So first have an unconditional love like this for Guru. But then something may come by mercy of Guru. What kind of love the gopis have? So here, the significance of meeting in Vetasi kunj is that this cane is never uprooted. And thorniness means problems. But never caring for any problems. Completely happy and carefree. But then later, when they are married, then many problems come. And not carefree, always anxieties in the mind. So, in this way, she's remembering the first meeting. And in this first meeting, or something more also, that is called Kautuk. Sringat Kriya Kautuk. Those who know some Sanskrit can understand. Kautuk means curiosity. If something is new, if you go to any place and you do anything that you never went there and you never did this before, then in this activity there's some fascination and curiosity. So she's remembering Partamilam, first meeting with her beloved. And how, oh, so much fascination and curiosity was in this. So all these moods, they're in this verse. And Mahaprabhu, oh, through this verse, he's tasting mood of Radharani at Kurukshetra. In how? Rupa Goswami explaining his parallel slok. So actually, this verse is Rasabhas. It's completely Rasabhas. Why? Because in mundane literature, there's no such thing as Madhurya Ras between those who are not married. So this verse is Rasabhas even. And not only that, but this verse is describing what thing? Only lust. This verse is only lust. Why? Because this calm in this verse is coming from Maya. Because the hero is not Krishna, and the heroine is not the embodiment of Ladini Shakti. If lover and beloved meet, why are they meeting? This is only lust. But if Krishna and the gopis meet, is it lust? No, cannot be. Because the gopis are Ladini Shakti. It is the function of Ladini Shakti to give pleasure to Purush. Prakriti gives pleasure to Purush. So there's only one Purush. Govindam Adi Purusham. There's only one Purush, Krishna. So when the object of one's, to whom one is giving pleasure is Krishna. And the Shakti which gives pleasure to Krishna is called Ladini Shakti. When Prakriti and Purusha are meeting, this is transcendental. And in this verse, the meeting here, coming from where? From Maya. This is only lust, coming from Maya. So, this Shringar mood of loving beloved is only pure and only transcendental. When the object of love is Krishna, not when it's you, or him, or her. Try to understand this essential fact. If anyone else is the object of this Madhurya mood, then it is only lust. It is coming from Maya, from Rajagun, and is like a poison, deadly. It will be the cause of unlimited suffering. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna spoke one verse to Uddhav. Very pathetic mood. He said, "Hey Uddhav, Nata tasya bhavet klesho, nata bandascha sangataha, yoshit sangat yata pungso yata sangi prasangataha." Hey Uddhav, in this world, there is no greater cause of misery and bondage than the bondage and the misery which is accrued by the meeting between a man and a woman. This is the most painful, most miserable, most wretched form of suffering and bondage in the whole universe. This is Krishna's conclusion. But we think, oh, maybe okay. Could be okay. Why? This is called Maya. Called Maya. But if Radharani and Gopis meet with Krishna, this is not coming from Maya. They are the embodiments of Ladini Shakti. Their vritti, their whole existence is only to give pleasure for Krishna. So Kaviraj Goswami Pad is writing, Atmendriya priti vancha, tarevali kam, Krishnendriya priti icha, dare prem nam. The desire to please your own senses is called kam, and the desire to please the senses of Krishna is called prem. In this world, if lover and beloved meet together, they have some calm. But after meeting, then their mood has changed. Their mood goes away. Like this lady in this verse. What happened? Before she was so happy, but now she's looking at her husband and thinking, oh my, what happened? Now life is stale. Now everything became sour. So the material thing is like nectar in the beginning and poison in the end. And the spiritual thing, what is it like? Like nectar in the beginning, and more nectar in the middle, and more nectar in the end. And always increasing. This love in this world has cause. Material cause. And therefore, because it has a beginning, it will also have an end. So it is material. But the love that Radharani has for Krishna, does it have any cause? Does it have any beginning? No, it is sanatan, nitya, shaswat. Eternal, everlasting, without beginning, constitutional. It is her Swarup Bhav. Mahabhava Swarupa Sri Radha Thakurani. She is made of this Mahabhav. She is, she was, she will be, and always has been. With no beginning and end. So because this love has no cause, then it has no end. It is completely transcendental. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through this verse, he's tasting so many things. Another reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose this verse is because in this verse, the Naika and Nayak, the lover and beloved, the hero and the heroine, they're not married. This is the special feature of this verse. They're not married. And therefore Mahaprabhu chose this verse especially. Before the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Parakya Bhav had not been preached anywhere. Parakya mood, that the lover and beloved are not married to each other, but rather even she's married to someone else. This had not been preached anywhere, not clearly. And therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he initiated the flow of the Parakya mood in this world by his pastimes here in Ratyatra. And Rupa Goswami, he explained it clearly by his own parallel slope. So where there is wedlock, where there is marriage, then no rasa vaichitya. That means variety in rasa. Wonderful, fascinating, endless varieties of rasa. They don't come where there is the marriage, swakya mood. And also rasa madhuri. The sweetness of rasa does not manifest itself wherever there's marriage. What is the cause? Whenever there is the lover and beloved are not married, then in their love there's one ingredient that is called dolabhata. Dolabhata means inaccessibility. Very hard to meet. What? Radharani is staying in Javat and protected by husband, mother-in-law, sister-in-law, so many relatives. By patience, shyness, chastity, the eyes of everyone in society, loka dharma, all of these things. So it's very hard to meet. And even if she can overcome all of these things, then still many obstacles. Who? Chandravali, Shaibya, Padma, and other gopis. They also want to take Krishna away from her and meet with Krishna. So this inaccessibility, it makes the love go higher. The obstacles. This is called dolabhata. Just like water, if a river is flowing, but then there's an obstacle. Like, you know, in Canada there's one place called Niagara Falls. So there, the rocks, they check the water, and it goes deeper and deeper and deeper, and then it breaks over the top. And comes with more force than ever before. So love is like this. If love is checked by an obstacle, then the love goes deep. And then it breaks off the obstacle with more power than ever before. So dolabhata makes this rasa vaichitya and rasa madhuri, more sweetness and more variety. Then next ingredient is called bamyata. Bamyata means, Gurudev described last night, left wing mood, contrary mood. If any lady is married, then she has to serve her husband. If she's upset with her husband, she cannot answer back and give him an earful. In Vedic culture, what will she do? Only she'll not speak. Serving him, feeding him, fanning him while he's taking prasadam, everything, but not speaking only. Then you think, why is she not speaking? And become a little bit humble and inquire, oh my dear wife, did I say anything to upset you? Like this. So then she might say something very respectfully. But if they're not married, now they're equal. As soon as marriage comes, then Dasya Bhav comes. Husband is like guru and wife is like disciple. And she has to serve him. So Radha and Krishna are not married. So, now Radharani is like guru and Krishna is like disciple. Radhikara prema guru ami shishanat ami sada nana nitya nacha udbhat. Krishna himself is saying, the love of Radharani is my guru, it makes me dance. All newer and newer dances. I discover new types of dancing. How? I'm taking lessons from the love of Radharani. So, if Krishna will tell the gopis, oh, what are you doing here? This is my kunj. You should leave. Gopis will say, what are you talking about? This, you don't own Vrindavan, you get out. And they answer him back 10 times more. So this Bhamya Bhava is very pleasing to Krishna. But it cannot come in married life, only in Harikya mood. Then Nivaranata. Nivaranata means forbidden. If something is forbidden, then it becomes more attractive. Just like everywhere they tell, don't go and listen to Srila Narayan Maharaj. Then everyone's thinking, why not? We shouldn't go, and then becomes more and more attractive. And then gradually everyone's coming. So if anything is forbidden, then naturally in this world, that world is a reflection of this world. In this world, if you tell any child, you should not do this, then the child is thinking, oh, why not? Oh, I must do it. So this Nibbaranata, when something is forbidden, then becomes more attractive. And this is one powerful, formidable weapon of Kamdev. Kamdev uses these two weapons, Bamyata and Nibbaranata. Left-wing mood and that which is forbidden. He uses his formidable weapons to conquer over everyone in this world. To break the religious principles of all the people of the world. These are his weapons. So, Bhamyata is very strong. Why? Because any male has Purushbhav. Hmm? So if any lady is submissive, then Purushbhav is not coming. But if lady is the contrary, then he's becoming somewhat angry and forceful and taking by force. Then Purushbhav is coming more and more happiness in this. So this Bhamyatra is deadly weapon of Kamdev. So then next ingredient is called Prachana Kamakata. Because the Parakya mood is forbidden. Therefore, this calm has to be hidden. And when it's hidden, then it becomes stronger. Just like if you want to cook something quickly, you need what? One pressure cooker. You keep on the lid, and then it will boil very, very fast. But if you cook, you're boiling with no lid, then it will be very slow. So if you have a love, but you cannot tell anyone, then what happens? Starts to boil more and more and more and goes very, very high. So all of these ingredients are where? Not in Swakyamrit, on in Parakya mood. So because in this verse, Ya koma rahara saiva varstareva chacha sapas, all these ingredients are there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought it was very suitable. Oh, that by chanting this verse, this will stimulate my mood. What mood Radharani has? Being in Kurukshetra. She's there and meeting with Krishna. But she's saying, oh, there's so much happiness in this meeting. It is Samridhiman Sambhog. And our meeting, there's happiness, like the first time we met, because we never met for such a long time. And also so much anurag. So there's happiness, like the first time meeting. But, oh, today, really, I don't like to be here. I want to be in what place? At what time? With what feeling? All the ingredients are in this verse. So when Mahaprabhu, he's absorbed in the mood of Radharani, with an eagerness, for what thing? So I told, all the ingredients. Anyone who has some greed for Radha Marg, they may, oh, very carefully and cautiously, and with humility, and praying so much, remember this verse. And pray that one drop of this rasa, this mood from the heart of Radharani, may touch them and change them forever. What is this verse? I explained before, Gurudev also told in his class, Mahaprabhu was doing this lila to mold our hearts and turn them towards the service of Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. So this verse is like a very strong the push. We're pushing you in the direction of the Raman, of Sisi Radha Raman in the Kunjas of Vrindavan. And inspiring all moods. First mood, utkanta, eagerness to be there. Second mood, so much udipan, chanting and remembering. In Vrindavan, there is the mayur, peacocks are dancing, kokil, cuckoos are singing, cuckoo. Making this sound very sweet. There are so many amra manjaris. That means the manjaris of mango trees. And very thick and sweet fragrance comes from them. And madhumakhi gunjan dhwani. You know? Madhumakhi, that means the honeybees. And they're doing their gunjan dhwani. Humming. This gunjan dhwani is considered to be the conch shell of Kamdev. You know, when there's any festival or arti, that time, blowing conch. So when Kamdev is making his festival, that time, these are, I mean, this is the conch of Kamdev. This is Udipan. And Madhavi, Malati, so many flowers. And in the water of the river, so many Jalapakshi, water birds, like the swans, Hansa and Hansi, male and female swans. There's also, all these are Udipana. And in the river, what is there in the river? The lotus flowers are growing there. And bees are coming and taking madhu from the lotus flowers. So all this is the Udipan. Mahaprabhu's remembering everything in the mood of Radharani. And in the lotus flowers, some parag. Parag is the pollen. And this pollen is very fragrant. And the breeze is also carrying fragrance from the parag of the kamal. There, she's saying, Chaitra Kshapas, this is a night in the month of Chaitra, and there's a full moon. So Ras Lila, first Ras Lila when? In the full moon. It's also Udipana. This Udipana was for Krishna, because the full moon was reddish, as if covered with the kumkum, like the face of Radharani. So, and all this Udipana is there, and at the same time, in the heart, many moods. What moods? Dalabata. Many obstacles. Oh, like a lion, we ate so many obstacles and we met together. Bamyata, not submissive mood, lefting mood. I remember Krishna Bhajan, he had one t-shirt, it said Y2K. You know Y2K? Y2K, year 2000. And there it said the Y2K, and it was written, yes to Krishna. I said, why you wear this t-shirt? This is right-wing mood. You should have left-wing mood. Left-wing mood means no to Krishna. You should say no to Krishna. So, this is called Bhamyata. And Nibbaranata, or what is forbidden. More exciting. And Prachanakamrita, hiding the mood. So all these moods mixed together, and all Udipan is in the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he's remembering Radhika, how she does not like to be here at Kurukshetra. Because all these things, they are not here. They are where? In Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu, he's doing this lila only to stimulate, to express and to show to the world what is the love of gopis, what sweet things are in this, so that sadhak can follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accepting him like a bhajan shiksha guru and chanting nam with this sambandha, same sambandha. And then this nam will become very high class, pure nam. So Rupa Goswami Pad, he composed a parallel slok. Priyaso yam Krishna sahachari kurukshetra milita tata hamsaya radam taridam ubayo sangam sukham tata pyanta kelam madura murali pancha madushe mani what is it? Mani kalindi kunje vipinayas prihayati. This verse. Mano me kalindi vipinas vipina pulina vipin. Mano me kalindi pulina vipinayas prihayati. This is the verse. Rupa Goswami Pad saying, Radharani speaking, he's written her mood. I am the same Radharani and you are the same Krishna and we're meeting at Kurukshetra. But I am not happy here. Because here, you have no flute, you have no peacock feather, you have no pitamba, you are not dressed like a cowherd boy. You are not surrounded by the beauty of Vrindavan, but you are surrounded by so many horses, chariots, soldiers, generals, and 16,108 wives. So I don't like it here. You should come to Vrindavan. Why? For what reason? Rupa Goswami explained, Tatapyanta Kailan Madura Murali Panchamajushe. In Vrindavan, there you're playing on your sweet flute. And what are you playing? Fifth note. Panchamajushe. Fifth note on the flute. Why is Radharani thinking? I want to hear you play on the fifth note? Because when the gopis meet with Krishna at the time of Ras Lila, Krishna's playing this Panchamajushe, fifth note on his flute. At that time, the gopis, especially Radharani, she's singing. Sa re ga ma sa. Krishna's going, honey. Honey. Like this, this high. Two notes higher than Krishna. Krishna cannot go this high. And Radharani's singing so high and so sweetly. And when Krishna is defeated by Radharani in Ras Lila, in their singing and dancing, then Krishna, he's amazed. And he's clapping his hands and saying, Sadhu, Sadhu. So many years, Radharani is in Vrindavan and feeling separation from Krishna and crying. Oh Krishna, now you have gone. What can I do? I will not decorate myself, I will not sing, I will not dance. For whom will I decorate myself? For whom will I sing? For whom will I dance? For whom will I feel joy? If I will sing, then who will say to me, oh sadhu, sadhu, if you are not here. So remembering all these pastimes, Radharani is in Kurukshetra and telling, oh Krishna, I want to hear you play fifth note on your flute. So when Krishna, he heard this, only 15 minutes. I want to tell one very special katana. Okay, I can tell in 15 minutes. I'll try. Shukadev Goswami Pad, he wrote, Bhagavangsta tatha bhuta vivikta upasangataha aslishyamanayam prishtva prasana nidam abravit. Gopis are stunned and they became out of sense. And Krishna approached them. When he saw them, absorbed in oneness with him, he immediately went there and he embraced Radharani. He began to kiss Radharani. He began to wipe away her tears with his own cloth. And then he wanted to speak some joking words. Why? Because when Radharani came in sense, she was somewhat angry with him. So if you know, if someone's angry with you, then what should you do? So if you don't love that person so much, then if someone comes and they're angry, then you get angry back. So anger is like a fire. And if one fire meets with another fire and the two fires mix together, everything is burnt to the ground. So Krishna's thinking, oh, some fire's coming now. So I'll not meet fire with fire. Meet fire with anger with what? With softness. This is love. If anyone has love in their heart, then no false ego at all. If anyone becomes angry with them, with folded hands, smiling and laughing, and speaking some very sweet words. So Krishna is saying to the gopis, oh gopis, hey Sakhi Vrinda, do you remember me? After all this time, do you remember me? Maybe you forgot me. Or maybe you remember me in an opposite way, in a contrary way, thinking, oh, that Krishna is so ungrateful. We left everything for him. We're living only for him. And without any notice at all, he left us. Oh, gopis, don't have any mana against me. Don't be angry with me. Really, I am not ungrateful at all. So Krishna is very tricky. He's telling these tricky words. Why? Because gopis are feeling separation from Vrindavan. He's also feeling separation. And in Dwarka, if he will say any crooked words, then it will not work. Like speaking to Rukmini, Rukmini is just fainting. So now he's speaking with the gopis and making one prem kalaha. That means loving quarrel. Because they're feeling separation from Vrindavan. But at least if they can have another argument like in the old days, then they may feel some consolation. Separation may go away a little. So Krishna's telling something. Oh, and it will make them become more angry even. So Krishna told them, I am not ungrateful. He came to one solitary place and sat down with the gopis and speaking very, very intimately. He said, actually, our separation is not my fault. Whose fault is it? Ishvara Parameshwara. It is not our fault, it is the fault of God, the Supreme Lord. Why? Because if in this world someone thinks, I am coming and going, you may think, oh, I'm going to Puri to meet with my Gurudev. If you think like this, then you are in illusion. And if you think, now I'm going, now the festival is over, I'm going back to my country, you are in illusion. Why? All coming and going. What is this? This is the movement of the material energy, Prakriti, under the control of Ishvara. Madhyakshena Prakriti Suyute Sacharacharam Hetunanena Kontea Jagatvi Parivartate. If anyone will ask you, you can explain. I aren't much explaining Bhagavad Gita slokes today. So, Madhyakshena Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita, this material energy is working under my supervision. And all moving and non-moving living entities are going here and there by my direction. They're like on a machine, moving, made of material energy. So Krishna is explaining this to the gopis. Oh gopis, don't blame me, it's not my fault. In this world, all coming and going is a result of the movements of the material energy under the control of Ishvara. Even a leaf cannot move without the sanction of God. Krishna told the gopis, hey Sati Brinda, you know that on the beach, if the wind blows in one direction, what will happen? Then all the sand starts to move and it makes one sand dune. Like here, there's a Chapitpur, it's one big sand dune. So when the wind blows in one direction, all the sand collects in one place and becomes a sand dune. But then what happens? When the direction of the wind changes, then that sand dune, all the grains of sand are scattered here and there and it disappears. All the sand goes hither and thither. He said, oh gopis, I'm giving another example. Just like sometimes in the ocean, many things come together and stick together and mix together. Earth and stones. Sometimes the ground moves and comes up and one island appears in the ocean. And after many thousands of years, this island in the ocean becomes quite big. And grass is growing there. People move and they live on that island. They make their homes. They make their civilization. They make so many tall buildings and everything for many thousands of years. But then one day, due to thermonuclear global heating, then there was one big tidal wave or a typhoon. A typhoon came and a massive wave came and went right over the island, and the island went back into the ocean, and everything was gone forever. This is the... try to understand the nature of this material world. Do you understand? This is the nature of the material world. This is called Tattva Siddhanta. We are making our big plans, we're making our families and children and houses and businesses and everything. But what is this? Only like some sand coming together and then smash. It's only ignorance. So Krishna is telling the gopis, giving another example. At night time, then birds who are flying from, you know, birds they migrate from foreign countries, flying thousands of miles. And so many birds at night from many places, they come and they sit in one tree and they're all together in the tree. But when the morning comes, then all those birds, some emigrate to one country, some go to another country, and they're separated. And they don't meet again. Out of sight, out of mind. And they forget each other. That night they were together. But afterwards, no relation at all. So this is the nature of the material world. This separation is done by Prakriti, under the will of Ishvara. So my dear gopis, don't have man against me. Don't be angry with me. It is all the will of God. So then the gopi said, wait a minute. You're that Ishvara that you're blaming. You are that Ishvara. Sometimes, mainly gopis think that Krishna is not God. Mainly by Yogamaya. But if it suits their purpose, for the sake of an argument, they heard some Puran Katha from Purnamasi. So then they'll use this argument. Said, but Krishna, what are you talking about? It is your fault because you are doing all these things. So then Krishna said, okay, if you think that I am Ishvara, then I have another katha I want to tell you. Krishna said, Mayi bhakti hi bhutanam amritatvaya kalpate distyayata sinmat sneho bhavatinam madapanaha. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was dancing at Ratiyatra, he began to sing this verse again and again, over and over again. Even after Ratiyatra, being in the Gambira, he would taste this verse with Swarup Damodar Roy Ramananda. So we should try to understand it. This verse has so much power. It can take you from here to Vrindavan like that. Yogamaya. It's very, very powerful. So, Krishna's saying, Mahi Bhakti Bhutanam Amritat Vaikapate Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 82, Text 45. Right now it's 5 to 12. So I think I'll have to explain it tomorrow. Because Arti. Now Arti. Okay. What time?
12 o'clock.
Arti is at 12. Okay, we have kirtan for 5 minutes. So please come tomorrow at 10 o'clock. I'll try to explain this verse. Tomorrow morning before you come, try to chant. From the moment you get up until my class, completely chanting. Chant non-stop. And remembering this katha, then come. If you can do. Oh, now it's time for Arti. Is this Boga Arti? Okay. Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Ju ki jai, Sachi Nandan Gaura Hari ki jai, Gaura Premanande. Jai Jai Radha.